Hey everybody, welcome to DMDR. This is Jeremy Connor. Today's going to take a different tone because I've been doing this for several years now and I do this in public. I have people ask me questions and ask for advice, and by shits, they don't take my advice for shit. They will do the exact same stuff that does not work and keep trying to make it work. So I'm going to call this episode, Quit Being a Sad Lonely Bitch. I swear, guys, I always heard a saying, and that saying is God hates a coward, and man, so does women. You're going to have to quit being a pussy. I've been in those shoes, I know what it's like, and I know that it does not work. So right off the bat, quit being a sad, lonely bitch. You need to have a damn self-esteem or you're not going to go nowhere. Fake it till you make it. When I first started successfully dating, I had a shitty self-esteem, but I at least tried to fake it, and it worked. You have to keep believing it until it becomes real. But you being a damn twat sitting at home hoping that your dream woman's going to knock at your door, that shit ain't going to happen. Get your ass outside. Get social. You're going to have to be sociable. Unless you're paying for it, ain't nothing going to knock at your door. And quit being a sad sack motherfucker. I swear, guys. Like I said, I can totally say this stuff because I lived that life. I was a weepy, sad little twat. And fortune does not favor the twat because sitting alone in my trailer hoping for a girlfriend didn't get me shit. And maybe it's just going to take you a lot of desperation, but if you're at the point that you're listening to this podcast, I about guarantee you're in dire straits. So first things first is man up. No woman is going to deal with a puss. I've seen it. Like, I know this fella right now that's dating a girl, and she just stomping all over this kid, and he ain't got a lack of integrity. Yeah, I wouldn't say integrity. He's a nice kid, but he ain't got no damn backbone. So I was always taught to be polite and to be nice. Don't rock the damn boat. But there's some times where you have to say, you know, ma'am, you're going to have to fuck right off now because you have to have that damn line in the sand. And that's even at the point where you have somebody. If you're at the point where you ain't even got a damn date, I'm getting frustrated because no one wants to seem to take the shit that I went through and not do that same shit. It's boggling to my damn mind. I did all the bullshit so you wouldn't have to. So don't do the shit that I tell you not to do, because it don't work. As a matter of fact, I dare say that if you're doing the shit that I tell you not to do, you're dumb as shit and you don't deserve nobody. Dumbass, I swear. This fella I've been talking to for probably 8 years. Never has a girlfriend. Just can't seem to figure it out. He keeps overshooting. I'm like, dude, quit going for eights and nines. And I've been nice to this fella about it. But by shits, he won't listen. And I guess maybe this is how nature weeds out the weak. I was damn near a victim of that. I should have never had a family at the point where I was at because I was such a damn puss. A woman needs a man that's going to have a damn backbone. Sometimes a woman needs a man that calls her out on her shit. And just like a man needs a woman that'll call him out on his shit. Otherwise, you're getting stepped all over and that ain't living. So the first thing I need you to do is just have some self-reflection and just ask yourself, can I protect my significant other? Do I have any kind of backbone? Can I say if someone's overstepping their damn boundaries? Because if not, you don't need nobody right now. You do not need to be in a relationship if you ain't got some semblance of a damn backbone. I was a complete and utter twat in my first marriage. And I was stepped all over and that wasn't living. And maybe it took that hard beat down for me to realize that people treat me however I let them treat me. It don't matter if it's a significant other. It don't matter if it's other people. Like, remember in school, there's always that shithead school bully that would fuck with you. And either A, you were a puss and you always let them fuck with you, or B, you fought back and you might have got your ass kicked, but you got some respect afterwards. And that's what it's all about half the damn time, is you deserve to be on this earth just as much as any other asshole. So don't let just anybody treat you like a bitch. Don't let no one treat you like a bitch. You're going to have to stand up for yourself, and that's where your confidence is going to come in. I see all these neckbeards, and they're just having a hard time. And I see some neckbeards that do have a good family. Those are few and far damn between. I know this one fella, he's an IT guy. And you look at him, and the first thing you think is this guy's probably a nerd. But oddly enough, this guy is not. I've known this guy for years, and he don't put up with no shit. He messes with the computer stuff. He puts off a geeky vibe until you know him. Dude's cool as shit, and he don't put up with shit. He's like a damn unicorn. It's weird how he can straddle that fence of looking like he'd be nerdy as shit. But he's kind of a badass. Loves guns. Loves the computer IT shit. It's weird. It's like he was bred with a computer programmer and some backwoods redneck, and they just meshed into one person. It's amazing. But I got a lot of respect for him because he don't take no shit. And then I see these guys that are just gooey, blubbery, spineless fucks. Don't be that. I was that, and it was misery. But luckily, I was smart enough to take enough beatdowns to know that, hey, things ain't going to change unless I change it. You're dating. How much you date and how much you don't completely is up to you. Be somebody dateable. Look around. That's what I did, so I couldn't get laid if I was stuck in a chicken's ass, right? Well, I got this cousin. And he is just always swimming in women. So I studied him like a damn wild animal. I'm like, whatever he's doing works. Let's see what he does. And I'll tell you what I saw. So this guy don't drive. He hasn't had a job of his own in years, right? But still never has a problem with the women. The top thing that he has going for him is his charisma. He can bullshit. He can spin a yarn that will keep you intrigued. If you're boring, a woman don't want shit to do with you. You've got to be interesting. You cannot have a job. You can be on drugs. You can have nothing going on in your life. But if somehow you're interesting, your foot's already in the damn door. You see it all around you if you just open your eyes to it. So I noticed he had charisma. He also asserted domination. And what I mean by that is, he wanted to be the alpha dog no matter where he was at. If he saw somebody that might be on his same wavelength, he would do his damnedest to knock you down a peg. And what was interesting about that was, him and one of my buddies were both completely alphas. They both played music, both lead singers, both full of themselves. And those two ended up not getting along because, like, my cousin in particular wanted to be the center of attention, the top dog. And my buddy, kind of the same way. And those two clashed like hell. They still don't mess with each other. And this has been 2 decades now. So would I say I'm an alpha? If you asked me that 20 years ago, I would have said, hell no. I'm more of a follower than a leader. But now I could say, yeah, I think I am. That doesn't mean that I can't get my ass kicked. But the thing of it is, I will fight, even if I know good chance I'm getting my ass stomped. Because I've had the shit kicked out of me before. I've been in 2 fights. First one, I won. The second one, I got the shit kicked out of me. And I'm grateful to have both those experiences, because if you've never been in a fight, you're scared of getting in a fight because you don't know how bad it hurts. And not to say there ain't various degrees of ass whippings. My ass whipping was pretty good, but it could have went worse. But it was a good enough whooping to where I felt it for the next week, and it made me not so scared to fight. And I think you just have an aura about you after that point to where it's like you're not skittish, you don't look like a scared rabbit. Fellas, you've got to listen to me. A woman doesn't want another chick. If a woman's dating a man, she wants protection. She wants a little excitement. And if all you do is play games and nerd out all the time, you're not interesting. And it's not going to last. There are exceptions to the rule, I admit. But I'm trying to help the damn statistics for you, because just like watching my cousin, I remembered what didn't work for me, and what did not work for me was being in a job that made me feel like a sack of shit. I was a janitor for 7 years, and I felt the shittiest self-esteem I'd ever had. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with janitoring, but it was wrong for me because the way it made me feel. I didn't look down on other janitors, but looking at myself, I'm like, I could do better than this. I'm in my 20s. I should be in school. I should be doing this and that. And luckily, I was miserable enough to do something different. Are you miserable enough to try something new? This one guy, I'm about to write the hell off just because how stupid can you get to keep doing the same shit that does not work and then decide to keep on doing it because it'll eventually work? Eventually. And eventually this guy will get a woman that's going to walk the hell all over him because he's going to think, oh, this is the best I can get. I deserve this. And you know what? Fuck it. He's right. If you're going to be a sad sack little twat, you're going to have a bad damn time. That woman is going to use you up for all you got. You're going to lose your finances and your sanity. I guarantee it. You think you're sad now, you're not even going to get the benefit of a quick divorce. You're going to be stuck with somebody that treats you like dog shit forever, as long as she can do it, and use every little ounce of good out of you. And then when she finds something better, she's going to move right on to that without a thought in the world for your happiness. She's not going to give two shits about you. Guys, you've been there. Anyone that's ever been broke up with, once they move on, they don't give a shit. Especially if they moved on to someone else. There's no pity. They just expect you to suck it up and move on. I've been there. I've been dropped like a hot damn potato. And I'm just as miserable as I can be. And they're living their life without a care in the world. And that shows you they never gave a shit in the first place. So I hope you get in a relationship like that just to know it ain't going to work. You're going to have to be the one to put a stop to it, and you're the one that's going to have to move the hell on. Because once they quit caring, they're not going to help you. They're not going to help you move on. That's totally up to you. I can't give you any advice because obviously it don't fucking work. I'm starting to feel like this is a damn sham because I can't even help the people that I talk face to face with. Another buddy of mine was married to this woman, oh my God, for 13 or 14 years. And she was a sack of shit the whole fucking time. And everybody's like, dude, get away from her. She's not no good for you. But he keep making excuses for her, like, oh, you don't know what she's like behind closed doors. She's a good person and she does this and that. And everybody's like, dude, she's obviously cheating on you with everybody. It's so wild because she would give guys rides home from work. And she would ask, you know, what time he's going to be home, her husband. It is obvious red flags. And he's like, oh, no, it's nothing like that. They're just friends. And I'm like, you are a blind pussy. Everybody at the beginning was trying to be gentle with him and say, hey, dude, this is obviously a problem. And he just keep making these stupid ass excuses over and over and over to the point where we're like, dude, listen, she is cheating on you. You are going to get a divorce. It's not so much you, it's her. but you need to see that. You need to prepare for it. And you know what? He was a fucking twat. He rode that relationship out until he was damn near in a damn insane asylum. Like, he's still weirder than shit right now because she broke that fella without a bit of remorse. I mean, the most selfish piece of shit. And here's something else that annoys me with modern times now, is it seems like no matter what, the woman's not a cunt. Well, guys, I'm sorry to break it to you, but there's some women out there that are cunts. They are out to wreck your life. There was a woman I worked with. Some fella had broke up with her. I'm walking past, and she says out loud, "I cannot wait to ruin the next guy I see's life." And she meant it. So you have to be aware that there are women out there that ain't no damn good. Dudes and women do the same shit. They want to try to take something that sucks and make it good. And you ain't got that power. Only that person can decide to turn themselves into a decent person. You can't do it for them. I went from being a good, sweet kid to being a rotten asshole to going back to being a decent human being again. And that's because I wanted to change. When I was a good, sweet kid, I wanted to be a good, sweet kid. When I was a rotten asshole, I'd got burnt, chewed up, and spit out. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to be an asshole. I made that choice. And then when I started hurting the people I really cared about, I made a choice again to not be a rotten son of a bitch. Whatever you are right now is because that's what you choose. You might have been abused as a kid. You might have been in some shitty relationships. But if you're an adult at this point, you're the only person that can change any of that. Whether that's self-reflection, going through therapy, you have to work on yourself because no one can fix you. Only you can. People can guide you. That's what the therapy's for. But no one's going to magically be able to snap their damn fingers and turn you into a different person. You're going to have to be uncomfortable. You're going to have to fake it till you make it. But being a whiny twat is not going to get you anywhere. You're going to be alone. Because I was that. I was the pussiest. And finally, life beat me down enough to say, hey, you know, make or break, I'm going to have to change, even if it damn kills me. And that's what you're going to have to do. You know, the 3.5 people that listens to this damn podcast, you know, maybe you should just quit listening and just go live life. I'll still be giving out my advice and hope that someday it's going to land on the ears of somebody that's going to pay damn attention. Because seriously, I can tell you so fast what not to do. And the top one is, don't even try dating until you got some damn self-esteem. Enjoy your own company. Don't need nobody. That's a good little bit of advice, is you'll find somebody when you're not looking. And you'll find somebody when you're sociable. If you live in a bubble, guess what? You're just dating your hand, motherfucker, because that's it. There is no woman for you. You know how you meet somebody? You meet them through work. You meet them at the club. You meet them at church. Meet them doing a hobby you enjoy. That's how people meet. How do you think, like, these married people that has their friends over a lot, then boom, all of a sudden their spouses are having a fling with that person's best friend? You know how that shit happens? Because they became acquainted. They got to know each other. They got to build familiarity. And now all of a sudden, they're going down on each other behind a damn dumpster. That's how you meet people, through familiarity. Unless you're a very good-looking person, you're not just going to be able to walk up to somebody, say, hey, would you like to go out on a date? Because they don't know you. You don't know them. It could be a big mistake. When you meet somebody that you've met over and over and over, you kind of get to judge a little bit about their personality. I've known and dated some gorgeous ladies that I had nothing in common with, and it was just a shit show. I dated this girl once, gorgeous. But she would just do so much annoying shit that I'm like, this will never bloom into something good, because fellas, whatever bugs you a little bit about somebody when you're dating will just bug the dog piss out of you when you're married. This girl would talk through an entire damn movie, just yep, 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 yep. And I'm like, motherfucker, shut up. I never told her that because I'm polite. But I'm just like, yeah, this ain't going to work. There's a fine balance between being honest and being a dickhead. So don't be a dickhead. Be honest and have boundaries and stick to them, sons of bitches. But don't be an asshole. You can be a little bit of an asshole, but don't overdo it with being a dick. So, like my wife, I treat her as good as I possibly can. But there's sometimes she gets too damn big for her britches. It don't happen very often, but it does happen. And I do the same shit. Sometimes I get bigger than my damn britches and she has to put me in my place. But that's the thing. Me and her both have boundaries and we know what we won't put up with. Because I said quite a while back, I'm like, I'd rather be alone than put up with some bullshit all the time. Because for 3 straight years with somebody, I was a damn cuck. Like, I swear this person didn't even like me. Because the good times were so few and far between. But that's how they get you. The good times stood out so big that it's just intoxicating. And you don't want to be with somebody that sucks 90% of the time, but that 10% feels like you found a damn diamond. You need balance. So do me a favor. The first thing you do, if you're serious about dating, is just think about yourself. What do you like? How do you dress? How do you look? Scale it from 1 to 10. Just because you're ugly doesn't mean you're going to be dateless. Just because you're handsome don't mean you're going to be swimming in pussy. That's not how it works. You have to have some confidence. You have to have a little bit of power. You have to, at the very least, have the power over your own life. You make the decisions for your life. If you're in a shitty job and you feel stuck, look for something else. I've had to do that myself. Gravitate toward people that make you feel like a better person. Gravitate toward work that makes you feel fulfilled and like you're doing something. If you enjoy factory work, then do that. If you do factory work and you feel like you're just a fucking gear that's making someone else rich, get the hell out of there. Do something that makes you happy, because you only get one life. That's why I do the shit I do now. I could have been doing the comedy and the podcast and all that stuff 20 years ago. And had I known then what I know now, I would have jumped at it. I lost 2 decades of my life doing things I wanted to do. It's like this podcast. Don't make me an inch of money now. But deep down, I hope that somebody is going to get some use out of it. Maybe not now, maybe 20 years or 30 years in the future, someone's going to stumble across this and be like, huh, maybe he's got some good points. And if anything, maybe after I'm long gone, my kids or grandkids can listen to this and be like, huh, Grandpa was a maniac. I just want to do something I feel is worthwhile, and I feel like this is it, because maybe I'll help one person. I think I would give this up completely just for this one fella that I know to just take my damn advice. Just do it once. I said, hey, date somebody you normally wouldn't. Because this guy works around a bunch of women. And he keeps trying to cherry pick the cream of the crop. Just like I used to try to do. And he's just mind boggled that he keeps going home alone. And I can tell you this, looks don't mean shit after a certain age. When you're teens and your 20s, you're always looking for the hottest person you can find. But not take the time to look in the mirror and say, hey, from a scale of 1 to 10, where would I fall? Do I got a good physique? Am I buff? Am I handsome? There's all these things on this sliding scale of being attractive. You can be ugly, but be funny. You could be handsome, but be kind of a puss. There's some things that women will not put up with, though, and they don't want to date a damn jellyfish. Don't be afraid to get your ass kicked, but also don't be a jealous bastard either. Jealousy is weakness. If some chick, if you do get a damn date, and you start seeing someone exclusively, and they start acting wishy-washy, like, well, I like you, but I also like somebody else, they need to shit or get off the pot. They need to pick somebody. But if they're already at that point, I would say, you know, GTFO. Because if they don't know for sure if they love you or not, they don't love you. Same with you with somebody else. If you're like, well, I like her, but also like somebody else. No, asshole, you want your cake and eat it too. Don't be that kind of piece of shit. Have some integrity. If you're with somebody you don't want to be with no more, be honest about it. Don't cheat on them. Just say, hey, we should split up and then move on. But also don't be that guy that you say all that and she moves on before you do. And then all of a sudden your feelings are hurt and you're like, oh, please take me back. You better mean what you say and say what you mean. That's another part of being a damn man, is don't say it unless you mean it. If I say, hey, if you do this, we're over, and you don't stick to it, your word don't mean shit, and she's going to know it, and that's your life now. If you're a jealous person, you need to work on yourself bad because your confidence sucks. It don't matter how damn buff you are. If you're that jealous and insecure, you've got to work on yourself. I'm a big advocate for therapy. You need someone to kind of tell you what you are sometimes. So be the best you that you can be. Be good to other people. Karma's going to get your damn back. And yeah, I know, you see a lot of shitheads with gorgeous women, and you think they have the perfect life. But that don't last forever. The hammer's going to fall on that ass, and it's going to fall on them hard. Whether it be these cocky fellas that think they own the world, to vain women that are good looking now, but they're going to age. That's why I implore you, don't date just on physical attraction. Find some damn substance. Find somebody that you can have conversations for hours with and enjoy their time. You'll see couples that have been together forever, and when they first started dating, they were both good looking. But now they're old, they're wrinkly, they're saggy, and neither one of them notices it because they have grown up with each other over decades. If you just want to date for fun, just be honest about that. If you're in it for the long haul, let that be known. You just really need to build up communication with the person you want to be with. But just starting off fresh, say you've never had a date before in your life. The first thing you do is find somebody that you know fairly well, that you know is single, that you don't have to ask or guess. Ask a friend to hook you up. Blind dates are great. I've been hooked up on some shitty blind dates, but I learned something from them. And if you're nice and you're a gentleman, you can still be like, hey, sorry, this ain't working, or whatever after the date. But give it a chance, because I've been on some blind dates where my first impression was not very good. But then we did it like another date and then another date and got to know each other and date for a couple of years. Give people a chance. And I'm not saying just date just any old ugly thing. What I'm saying is don't be so strict on the kind of person you date. Because I mean, I've dated big women. I've dated skinny women. There is a line in the sand for me of how big of a woman I date and how skinny of a woman I would date. It's just like my height, you know. My height instantly cuts me out of the running for some women, and I understand that. I get it. I've dated taller women, but it's been few and far between, and none of those relationships really lasted. So just know that you're not for everybody, not everybody's for you. But say you're short like me, you're not going to just date everybody and anybody. If you're overweight, you're not going to just date anybody. If you're underweight, there is someone for everyone, but you have to take the damn initiative to get out there. And you're going to get rejected. You're going to get rejected so many times. I got rejected many more times than I ever got anywhere with anything. But a lot of the times when I did get accepted, it was a pretty good time. There's times where ladies said yes to where I wish to God they hadn't. If I had to do all over again, I'd be like, damn, I wish they would have rejected my ass. That's why it's vital to have a self-esteem. The things that bother you about you is the things that you immediately need to work on. If it bothers you that you're overweight, work on that. Don't eat your problems away. That's a cop-out. It's a cheap way of feeling better about yourself, and it don't last long. It's like damn drugs, you know? You may not even be fat, but if you feel fat, work out. Work on your physique. Get some of that confidence. If you feel like you're a weak puss, take Taekwondo classes. Learn to defend yourself. One of the things that bugs me about myself is I never learned how to swim, so I need to learn how to swim. It's something I'm not confident about. It's something that makes me feel like a pussy, because I feel like if I ever fell in the deep water, I'm fucked. I couldn't save any of my friends or family, and so I want to make it a point. I'm old now, but I'm not too old to learn that, you know. So look for flaws and try to fix what you can fix. If there's things about you that you can't fix, accept it. I know of a couple that was together. The guy was in a wheelchair. He was a paraplegic. And he was a paraplegic before the woman he was with got with him. But she was impressed by how he didn't let him being in a chair control his life. He still worked. He still did all these things. And that impressed her, and they ended up getting married. So saying you're too this or too that is a cheap and easy cop-out. And either you're a man or you're not. There ain't no straddling the fence on that. You can be sensitive and patient and calm and kind. But you can also kick ass when you need to, or stand up for somebody, or know when to tell someone to piss right off, because sometimes you have to. I'm big on turning the other cheek, but sometimes that's not an option. So if you're honest to God serious about going out there and getting a date, get out there and socialize. Join some clubs that aren't just man-dominated. I'm in Toastmasters. I demand you go join one of those. Because one of the scariest things that you can do is what that teaches. Toastmasters International teaches you how to speak in public. And that's people's biggest fear, is being out in front of people talking. And it's going to be uncomfortable as shit at first, because you're going to be amongst a bunch of people you do not know. But they wean you in. They're not expecting you to speak in public right then. They have this thing where you give a couple speeches farther down the line, but you have an opportunity to speak every meeting. They have this thing called table topics. And you give like a quick little 2-minute talk about some random thing. But you can decline it. But it's fun. They do it in such a way to where you get used to talking in front of people. I'm still awkward as shit, and I've been in that club for 3 years. I'm not very good with the table topics, because I have to do a little bit of research, the tiniest bit of research, because I'm not really witty. I can't really think of things right on the fly. But I give good speeches, and I really enjoy that part. But they're going to give you the tools to be able to talk to people. Toastmasters, you're going to meet a lot of administrative people, you're going to meet all sorts of different people, different jobs. So one lady worked in the White House. She's in her 80s now, but just I learned a lot from her. Another fella is a banker. Another one currently works in the government. One's in IT. One works at a college. One's a professor. One's a doctor. One's a chiropractor. It just all these people I would never talk to normally. And that's one of the reasons I joined Toastmasters was because I was scared to death of talking to administrative people. My self-esteem would take a damn deep dip. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't talk to him without looking like I needed to be wearing a damn helmet. So do shit that makes you uncomfortable. Anything easy is boring. When I met my current wife now, I was up to my ankles in debt from a store I had. But I was interesting. And I was funny. So y'all that have never met me, if y'all have listened to the podcast at this point, y'all know I'm short. I'm 5'5". And like I said previous, that has cut me out of the running sometimes with dating. But I'm a nice fella. I can make a woman laugh. I can do man things. I can do carpentry and mow the yard and get my hands dirty. And I'm patient and I'm even keeled, which means that I don't get upset too easy. I pick my damn battles. If it's something not worth getting mad about, I just forget about it. If it's something I feel like is important, I will fight you tooth and damn nail about it. I just hope you take some of this to heart. Get out there, do some things that are uncomfortable. Stand up. Stand up is uncomfortable as shit at first. You do it a couple times, though, and it ain't nothing. If you can get over the first couple of bits of jitters, it's nothing. You might get that tiniest bit of stage fright beforehand, but open mic, you see so many other shitty comedians that it makes it not so bad. Because even if you bomb ass, you're not the only one that's bombing ass. And it also makes you want to do better. You start learning how to write better jokes and better delivery, better timing. That's just like dating. You're going to fail like crazy. But you're going to get a little bit better, and a little bit better, and a little bit better. So don't just be boring. For your own sake, most of all, because if all you live for is playing Grand Theft Auto and Pornhub, that ain't living, man. You're just a damn slug. So I do wish y'all the best of luck. If y'all have any questions, email me. You can hit me up at jeremyconr@gmail.com if you have any questions. If you don't, that's fine too. But don't even ask me if you're not even going to try it. But y'all take care, and I hope the best for you.